In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue to study the truth in the book of Micah.
望主的圣名，我们继续来查考弥迦书。
In the morning, we talked about chapter 5.
早上我们看了第五章。
Talks about the prophecy of the Messiah shall come forth, and he shall be born in a small town called Bethlehem.
我们提到弥迦书里面预言主耶稣会降生在一个名不见经传的小城伯利恒。
In order for the salvation plan to fulfill,
为了让这个救恩的计划能够成就
，God He Himself must come down on earth and to die for us.
我们的主一定要来到这个世界为我们来受死。
And that prophecy happened in Micah chapter 5.
这个预言就是在弥迦书的第五章。
And when Jesus came on earth.
当主耶稣来到这世界上
，Many people look at him only as a human being.
一般人只是把他当作一般的人来看待。
And a son of a carpenter.
是一个木匠的儿子。
Some people view him as a teacher.
或者有人说他是一个教师。
And also somebody who can teach very well.
而他能够给很好的教导。
But we know that spiritually who Jesus is.
但是我们知道属灵上耶稣是谁。
Let's turn back to Micah chapter 5.
我们回到弥迦书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
弥迦书五章第二节。
Micah chapter 5, verse 2, please read.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
Here tell us that the one shall be born, shall be come out. His root is from beginning, and also he will come forth to the people of Israel.
在这边说他是从亘古太初之前就有的。
So this morning we talk about that Jesus actually is the one true God.
所以我们早上提到耶稣就是那位独一真神。
So this is a very important concept of salvation.
这是我们一个很重要的观念。
And then verse 3.
在第三节。
Please read.
主必将以色列人交付敌人，只等到那生产的妇人生下子来，那时掌权者其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。
This verse tells us that before the Messiah come, that the people of God shall be in bondage, shall be under the subject of the enemy.
在这边说耶稣要降生之前以色列人就会被交付在仇敌的手中。
Spiritually, the enemy of God is devil, if the evil one.
当然这个敌人所指的就是魔鬼撒旦。
Even the Old Testament, the law cannot lead people out of bondage.
即使在旧约神可以带领百姓脱离这个罪的辖制。
Even in the Old Testament, the law cannot lead people out of bondage.
在那个旧约时代，神没有办法把他
律法
律法没办法来使人来
得自由。Because the law cannot liberate people, cannot give people true freedom.
因为这个律法并不能够来使人脱罪。
However,when Jesus come, make things different.
但是主耶稣来了就改变了一切。
He give people true freedom, can overcome the enemy.
让他的相信他的人能够来得到力量，来胜过这个仇敌。
However, they have to wait until the woman who give birth.
这边说要等到那生产的妇人生下孩子来。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7.
请看以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
十四章
Please read.
第七章十四节。因此主要自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
We always mention that the book of the prophet Isaiah and the book of Micah, they are the same period.
我们也提到这个以赛亚跟弥迦是同一个时期的先知。
And they're always talking about the same thing, but they explain it different level.
他们谈的是同样的事，但是也许有不同的叙述。
And then here said, "Times come, I'll give you a sign."
这边说时间要到，神要给我们一个兆头。
And a virgin shall give birth.
必有童女怀孕生子。
And this woman who gives birth is not a married woman. It's not like the normal childbirth.
这个出生，耶稣的出生跟一般的人不一样。
But rather is through Holy Spirit.
他是圣灵怀孕而生的。
And then his name shall be called Emmanuel.
这边说他的名叫被称为以马内利。
This means his coming, the mission when he is on earth is always to be with us.
这个意思就是神愿意来到世上跟我们同在。
This is very precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
Brother and sister, do you ever experience that God is with you all the way?
我们是不是有体验到神？随时与我们同在呢。
Good days or bad days, Lord Jesus Christ is always with you.
无论事情顺不顺利，神都与我们同在的。
As I mentioned few days ago when I was in the aeroplane.
我提到几天前我在坐飞机的时候。
I mentioned last night that the plane was failing to have a good landing the first round.
这个飞机第一次降落的时候没有办法好好降落。
At the time, I texted Deacon Chen who was waiting for me.
那时候我就把送简讯给陈执事。
I said, okay, this time we fail landing abort, so we'll go around again. So please pray for us.
我就说这次飞机放弃降落，我们要再绕一圈。那请帮我们祷告。
I can tell the whole plane was so quiet, nobody is talking anymore.
我发现整个飞机大家都非常的安静，没有人敢讲话。
Maybe people are nervous.
因为大家好像都很紧张。
Why? What's going on? Why have to abort the landing? Have to try again?
为什么我们要放弃降落，然后再重飞一次
？But in my heart, I know Jesus is with me.
但是在我心中，我知道主与我同在。
If Jesus does not allow, nothing can happen to me.
如果主不允许，任何事都不会发生在我身上。
And of course, if Jesus wants us to die, want this plane to drop, then we'll go to heaven. I will go to heaven.
当然，如果主耶稣真的要让我借这次的一个意外来离世，我要。
But I know time has not come yet because spiritual convocation is here.
但我知道这个时间还没有到，因为三合岁的灵恩会到了。
So my work has not finished.
我的工作还没有完成。
So Emmanuel, you know Jesus with us all the time, anytime.
所以以马内利，神随时都与我们同在。
So this is so precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
And he'll help you to overcome the enemy, overcome your enemy who subject you, who control you.
那这也要帮助我们来胜过那些控制我们的仇敌。
Let's turn back to Micah chapter 5.
我们回到弥迦书第五章。
Chapter 5 from verse 4 talks about that when the Messiah comes, he will rule from place to place and to the end of the world.
在这边他提到说主来的时候他要与我们同在一直到地极。
Let's turn to chapter 5 verse 4 to 5.
我们看五章第四节第五节。他必起来倚靠主的大能并主他神之名的威严牧养他的羊群，他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐尊大，直到地极。第五节，这位必作我们的平安。当亚述人进入我们的地践踏宫殿的时候，我们就立起七个牧者，八个首领攻击他。
Here tell us that when the Messiah rule, when the one who is coming to rule us, then he'll pasture his sheep and make them in peace.
这边说，当弥赛亚来。牧养他的羊群，他们要安然居住。
According to the name of the law and his power, and he'll rest them, put them into rest.
靠神的圣名他们要安然居住。
Today, brother and sister, you know who can pastor us? Who can take care of us?
弟兄姐妹们，今天谁能够来牧养我们、照顾我们呢
？Of course, we are looking forward to you know preacher, a pastor, or deacons, or holy worker who can take care of us.
或者我们会来寻求传道或者长职负责人来帮助。
Yes, they can help us spiritually.
没有错，他们在灵性上可以帮助我们。
But even if they are not good enough in numbers, or their power or their effort is not enough.
但是他们是人，他们的能力也是不够的。
But there's always one shepherd, the greatest shepherd is looking after you and watching over you.
但是我们有一位最大的牧者，他随时都在看顾照顾着我们。
He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is our chief shepherd.
他是我们的牧长。
Let's read verse 5.
我们看第五节。
And then he will be our peace.
说这位必做我们的平安。
This is a very, very good statement.
这是一个很好的句子。
Why do we have to follow Jesus?
为什么我们要来跟从主？
Because we want Him to be our peace.
因为我们要他是给我们平安。
Here, this not only say that He give you peace or help you to get peace.
他这并不是说他就是给你平安或者帮助你让你平安。
He directly say even one step further that He Himself is your peace.
这边说他就是你们的平安。
This is very, very comforting.
这是真的是很大的安慰。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
请看哥罗西书。
The book of Colossians, chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 20.
第一章的20节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 20.
第一章20节，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有无论地上天上都与自己和好了。
This is a very powerful statement.
这是一个非常有力的经节。
When Lord Jesus Christ came to the world,
当主耶稣来到这个世界，
What was the most meaningful things, most precious thing that He has ever done for human being?
他为我们所做最宝贵、最重要的事是什么呢？
Is He died for us.
就是他为我们受死。
He shed His blood.
流出他的宝血。
It is so different than the rest of us, our life.
这个跟我们其他世界上其他的都不一样。
In our life, we do many things, but the moment we die, we can do nothing.
当我们活着的时候，我们可以做各样的事。当我们一死，就什么都不能做了。
The day that we die is not something that we usually celebrate or remember.
当我们人去世的日子，通常都不会是我们要庆祝的。
Because the day you die, you usually you are so helpless, you are sick, or you are in a dying bed. You cannot even do any help anything about yourself.
因为当死的日子来到，你什么事都不能做。
So we better do anything before we die, okay? If you have want to do anything, have a list, you better do it before you die.
如果我们有想要做完成什么事，我们要赶快把握机会，在我们还没死以前赶快去做。
That's why in this world, many people say have a bucket list, right? I want to travel to 10 places before I die. Okay, check the point.
也许有人会列出说我死的之前，我一定要到世界哪里哪里去做，你就。
I should try this and that.
我要做这个做那个。
So it's good to have a list, you know.
有一个清单也是不错的。
Don't wait until that the doctor tell you, oh, sorry, you only have 3 months left, and then it's too late.
不要等到说医生跟你讲你只能够再活三个月，那就没有时间了。
You have any wish? You want to do anything for yourself, for your family, and even for God? You should write it down and start planning and do it now.
你如果有觉得说我一生我要为我的家庭为神做什么事，赶快列清楚，赶快去做。
Because on the day you die, you are not doing anything. You cannot do anything.
因为当你死了以后，你什么事都不能做。
But Lord Jesus Christ, His life was different than us.
但是主耶稣的生命跟我们就不一样。
He did so much already on the first 33 years of His life.
在他前面30年已经做了很多的事。
And the last 3 years of his ministry, he did so much. He go everywhere to preach, heal many peoples.
在最后的三年，他到处传福音，医治病人。
But what did he do the most? When did he do achieve the most?
但是什么时候是他做最大的事情？
He said, Paul said, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he shed his blood, he achieved peace.
这边说主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，流出宝血来成就和平。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
Before Jesus came, before Jesus died, there was no peace in this world.
在主耶稣来为我们受死之前，这个世界上没有真正的平安。
Not only in this world there was no peace.
不但在这个世界上没有平安。
But spiritually there was no peace. Peace.
在属灵上也没有平安。
Because human beings have sinned against God.
因为人类已经犯罪得罪神。
Every day we think evil, we talk evil, we do evil.
每天我们所想所做的都是不好的。
And then the world full of chaos.
那这个世界是非常的混乱。
So God is angry with his children.
所以神就为对他的子民来生气。
At the same time, children is rebel against his father.
但是这些另一方面这个孩子又违背父亲的意思。
There was no peace even in this family, this very simple relationship.
即使在一个小小的家庭都常常有很多的这种不平安。
Sometimes I see brother and sister holding a newborn baby, they are so happy.
有时候我们看弟兄姐妹抱着新生的婴儿，非常的喜乐。
Smiling, talking to them.
非常对他们微笑，跟他们讲话。
Treating them like precious.
非常的宝贝。
And then I think I think like 12 years from now, what will happen?
我说十二年以后会变什么样子呢
？13 years later, what will happen?
三十三年以后发生什么事
？When this baby become a teenager, what will happen?
当这个小 baby 变成这个十几岁的少年会什么事情
？Would the father or the mother using the same smiling attitude talking to them?
这个父母还会用笑脸来跟他们讲话吗
？Would they so close to the parent like the baby, willing to be the father or mother to hug them?
那这个孩子还愿意像小婴儿一样跟父母亲很亲近，愿意让他拥抱吗
？Sometimes relationship change, right?
有时候这个关系就不一样了。
Human being, the relationship was close with God.
是这个人类的这种关系就很亲。
But when sin entered the world, there was no peace.
当罪临到人以后就没有平安。
But when Jesus came,
但主耶稣来了
，He became peace.
他成为平安
，because He died on the cross.
因为他在十字架上受死
，He allowed the Heavenly Father to punish him instead of punishing the people.
他让神来刑罚他自己而不来刑罚他的门徒。
So the people, the human being, would not be punished.
所以，因为他的受死，我们将来就可以免去这个刑罚。
And he allowed his children to see the Heavenly Father through him and get once again understand his love and his justice.
让这些信徒借着他能够重新的得到这个神的爱。
So he just like a middle person.
所以他好就是我们的中保。
Sometimes when a father is very angry with the son.
有时候这个爸爸对孩子很生气。
What should a mother do?
妈妈应该怎么办呢
？Mother shouldn't add oil in the fire, you know.
妈妈不可以火上添油。
Mother should do something like this.
妈妈通常就要做这个事情。
Talk to the son.
跟着孩子讲。
You know, you should respect your father.
你应该要尊敬你的爸爸。
Your father works so hard.
你爸爸工作这么辛苦。
Even you don't agree, just say yes.
即使你不完全同意，你就说好就好了。
And then he will not be angry.
然后他就不会生气。
And then the mother should talk to the father. To the father.、Huh?
然后妈妈又要跟爸爸讲。
Don't be so angry. He says just a child.
不要这么生气，他只是小孩子嘛。
Don't shout so loudly.
不要对他这么大小声。
Listen to him, right? Give him chance.
也让他有机会说话。
Hey, if a mother do this, right, the father and son relationship will improve.
妈妈这样做的话，这个父子的关系就会改善。
We always need a middle person to bring back the two parts.
我们会需要一个中间人来调解双方。
Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to this world.
当耶稣来到这个世界
，He was just like the middle person.
他就好像成为这个中间人。
He became our peace.
他成为我们的平安。
But that price of the peace is so high.
但这个平安的代价是很高的。
So that he have to die for us.
因为他必须要为我们受死。
To shed his blood.
来流出他的宝血。
So that we can reconcile ourselves with God.
所以我们可以跟神来重新和好。
So brothers and sisters, let's think about this. If Jesus become our peace.
我们想想，如果耶稣成为我们的平安
，Then in our life, shouldn't we be making more efforts to bring peace to the people around us？
是不是我们也应当在我们一生当中，我们让我们周围的人也都得到平安
？Don't bring trouble, don't bring warfare to the people around us。
不要来带给我们周遭的人这些吵闹。
Sometimes if we add gossip, spread untrue things, right? We bring war among people.
有时候人的这种闲言闲语就是会造成冲突。
Sometimes we do not want to forgive other people, we bring trouble.
有时候我们不愿意原谅人就给自己跟别人带来麻烦。
So we must learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要向主耶稣学习。
Jesus is our peace.
主耶稣是我们的平安。
And we shall also become peace.
我们也要成为人的平安。
Let's turn to what Lord Jesus said.
我们来看耶稣怎么说。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14 verse 27.
约翰福音十四章二十七节，请看约翰福音十四章二十七节。二十七节，我留下平安给你们。我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
He said, Lord Jesus Christ said, "Before I go, peace I leave for you."
这边主耶稣说，他将要离开门徒，但是他要留下平安给门徒。
But my peace is not something you learn from this world.
但是这个平安不是你从世界上可以学到的。
What is the peace of this world trying to do?
这个世界上的平安是要带给我们什么呢
？Nothing bad happened.
没有不好的事发生。
You're always healthy.
你都很健康。
Your job is always stable.
你的工作非常稳定。
Your family is always perfect.
你的家庭关系很好。
And things always according to what you wish for.
无论你你一切事情都心想事成。
This is what the world trying to achieve, the peace.
这个是世界上对平安的一个定义。
But even in the world, is this even possible?
但是在这个世界上，这个可能吗？
It's not possible.
这是不可能的。
Because things will happen, good and bad. They sometimes make up our life like this.
但是我们知道实际上的生活就是好的坏的都会发生在我们身上。
But what is the peace of Lord Jesus Christ?
但是主耶稣的给我们平安是怎么样呢？
Yes, you shall not worry and you shall not be afraid.
就是你不用担忧，也不用害怕。
When Jesus Christ become our King, we shouldn't be worried.
当主耶稣基督来到我们心里面，我们就不需要再忧虑。
And brother and sister, do you know why sometimes our faith cannot grow? Because we have so much worry.
有时候我们因为就是有太多的忧虑，所以我们的信心没办法成长。
Too much fear.
太多的恐惧。
But if you have worry, you fear, you have to pray more.
但是如果你有恐惧你有忧虑，要多加强祷告。
Pray until Lord Jesus Christ's peace rule in our heart.
我们要努力的祷告，让神的平安来掌握我们的心。
Recently, I visited a brother.
最近我拜访一位弟兄。
This brother is an old brother.
他是一个老弟兄。
He was living a very tough life.
他过得很辛苦的生活。
Because his wife, also was aging.
因为他的太太也是亚洲人。
Aging 就是越来越老了。
他的太太也变老了。
And then she has some mental issues.
所以有一些这个心智上的问题。
And this wife becomes so violent.
他太太就变得非常的暴力。
And then sometimes she was depressed.
有时候。这个太太也会忧郁。
And then she doesn't want to leave the house.
这个不都关在家里面不出去。
She didn't want to go anywhere.
无论哪里都不想去。
And sometimes even she will beat the husband.
有时候她也会打她的先生。
Wow, actually nobody can believe, but actually that happens.
这个真的是难以相信。
This brother suffers so much.
这个弟兄受了很多的苦。
She doesn't know why her wife become like this when she is old.
他不晓得他太太变老了怎么变成这个样子。
Every day he's suffering.
每天他都要受苦。
Sometimes he even think I want to kill myself.
有时候真的是会想要自杀。
How can I face this situation?
我要如何来面对这样的这种情况呢？
When he talk to other people, nobody believe in him.
当他跟别人讲，没有人能够了解。
But at the point that he cannot handle it anymore.
但是到一个程度，他真的已经受不了了。
He decided I must turn to Lord Jesus Christ for help.
我一定要向主耶稣来求救。
Nobody understand me, nobody can help me, but Jesus can.
没有人能够了解，没有人可以帮助，但是唯有主耶稣可以。
So every day he spent hours of praying.
所以每天他花很长的时间的祷告。
He asked Jesus to give him strength so that he will not become crazy. He will not act something violent.Toward his wife.
他求主耶稣帮助他，让他不会这样子，受不了而有过度的反应。
And then also ask Jesus Christ to give him love, have patience, so that he can endure the situation.
也求主耶稣赏赐他有这种爱心跟耐心来承受一切的事情。
And during the daytime,
在白天
he read Bible.
他就读圣经。
His eye is not that good, so he get an iPad.And start reading and listening to the online sermon.
他眼睛不太好，所以他用 iPad 可以字体可以放大，然后又听这个讲道录音。
He said every day, besides cooking and cleaning the house and taking care of his wife, he's listening to online sermon, reading Bible, praying and listening to hymns.
当他每天做了要煮饭、要照顾他太太以外的时间，他就是祷告、读经。
He was living in an impossible situation.
他活在一个非常困难的这环境。
He had to take care of his wife. He's not mentally stable.
他要照顾他太太，他太太精神不是正常。
But the Lord Jesus helped him.
但是主耶稣来帮助他。
After he prayed so much.
因为他这么努力祷告。
Draw close to Lord Jesus Christ.
他来亲近神。
He have peace in his heart.
在他心里面有平安。
Even though the wife is still sick somehow.
虽然说他太太是有这样的病
，but he can endure.
但是他可以承受。
He did not complain to people or complain to God.
他也不向神、不向人来抱怨。
He knows that this is a test for me, so I have to succeed. I have to overcome it.
他知道这是对他的考验，他必须要胜过这个考验。
He still smiles when he sees people.
他当他看到人的时候，他还是面带微笑。
He still say Hallelujah, praise God every time.
他还是说 Hallelujah, 赞美神。
From his face, from his life, I really see this verse 5, Micah 5:5. He will be our peace.
所以从这位弟兄的身上，我真的看到了弥迦书里面所说的，他是我们的平安。
So brother and sister, in your life, are you lacking of peace?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这个世界上，你是不是有欠缺平安？
Are you facing challenges and trouble?
你是不是有遇到什么挑战困难？
You must grab hold of Lord Jesus, rely on Him.
一定要抓住耶稣来依靠他。
And He can be your peace.
他就要成为我们的平安。
Let's continue to read verse 5.
继续看第五节。
Please read.
五章第五节。
Please read.
这位必做我们的平安。当亚述人进入我们的地境践踏宫殿的时候，我们就立起七个牧者、八个首领攻击他。
He said, enemies, the Assyrian, shall always find chance to come in to the people of God and make trouble.
这边提到这个亚述人就是代表的魔鬼，会一直要找机会来攻击。
Don't think that after you believe in Jesus, after you come to the true church,and everything will be so perfect, and you are exempt from attack.
我们不要有一个错误的这个期待，就说我们来到了真教会，我们信了主耶稣，然后我们就会一直都很平安，不会遇到什么困难的事。
Don't think that when God become King, we have peace and nothing bad will happen to us.
不要说耶稣成为我们的主，那什么不好的事都不会发生在我们身上。
Actually, sometimes.The devil still managed to try to find loophole or breaches or hole, try to get in and to trample us.
有时候这个魔鬼还是会找机会来进来攻击我们。
And that is totally possible.
这是一定会有的。
And you have to prepare this for coming.
你也要有心理准备。
Let's turn to the Song of Songs.
请看雅歌。
Song of Songs.Chapter 2.
雅歌第二章。
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15.
雅歌第二章十五节。
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15.
十五节，要给我们擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸，因为我们的葡萄正在开花。
Here tell us, let's capture the fox. Let's capture the fox who is destroying our vineyard.
这边说要擒拿这个毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Because if you don't capture the fox,
因为你如果不把它抓起来
，our grapes is having bloom right now, flower. I'll soon later will have fruits. But if you don't capture the fox, you destroy everything.
因为这个葡萄正在开花要结果，你如果不把狐狸抓起来，它会毁坏一切。
Who is what is the vineyard?
这个什么是葡萄园
？First of all, it can represent your heart.
可以代表我们的心。
Your heart is a vineyard for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的心就是主的葡萄园。
But if you allow the fox or the enemy, the Assyrian, to come in to destroy your plant,
但是你如果容许让这个我们的敌人亚述人进来，毁坏我们的葡萄园
，we cannot get the fruit for Jesus.
我们就无法为主耶稣来结果。
Now we're supposed to bear so much fruit.
我们应该要很多结出很多果子。
But to be honest, nowadays our life is so busy.
但是，我们现在人的生活很忙碌。
We have so much thinking in our mind.
我们脑筋被一大堆的事情所占满。
So just like a fox come in to destroy everything.
就像这个狐狸。到我们心里面来毁坏。
So it's very sad. So that's why we cannot bear fruit.
那也往往就是因为这个缘故，我们没办法结果子。
So you have to capture the fox.
所以我们要来擒拿狐狸。
See what is destroying your relationship with God.
看是什么东西来破坏我们跟神的关系。
I think nowadays what is the biggest obstacle of our faith, of our close relationship with God? Do you know what?
你想今天来阻挡我们亲近神的一个最大的障碍是什么呢？
I think it's technology.
我相信是这个科技。
It's technology who is distracting us so much.
因为这科技让我们分心很多。
Of course, technology itself is neutral.
当然科技本身应该是中性的。
There's nothing wrong to use computer, to use iPad, to watch TV.
我们来用电脑、用手机，这些都没有错。
But the point is, the modern people, we are so addicted to screen more than anything else.
但是问题是，现代的人真的已经太被这个电脑荧幕所占命。
Especially the younger generation.
尤其是年轻的这一代。
You know, in the past, I think most of us here are elderly and also we are adults, right? We read books, we turn pages, we touch paper, we write notes.
我想以前我们现在这个老一辈，我们小时候我们都是看书，然后写笔记。
But right now, you know, young people use technology.
但是现在年轻人他们都是要用这些新科技的东西。
Using technology is good. It's very convenient.
用新科技很方便，没有错。
But the connection is not there. Sometimes you jump around.
但是你的脑筋里面就缺乏的这个联系，这样只是。东跳西跳的。
And then difficult to focus.
很难专心。
So sometimes technology, see how much time is every day spent on our gadgets.
我们可以想象我们每天在这些电脑的东西上花多少时间。
When we spend so much time with screen during the work, and then after we go to home, we still open our computer, still open our iPad.
我们在上班的时候就是都要一直面对着电脑，回家以后我们还是继续看电脑。
And spend so much time on the phone.
又花很多时间在这个手机上。
You know, someone last week there was a news reporter interviewing the chief designer of Apple.
上个礼拜有新闻记者访问这个苹果公司的这个
主设计师。
主设计师。
He asked him, right?
就问他。
So, after iPhone for 10 years.
所以我。这个 iPhone 已经出来十年了。
So what do you think about this device have the impact on the whole world?
你想这个东西 iPhone 对世界有多大的影响？
He says, "Wow, very good, very positive impact."
他说非常正面的影响。
And then the reporter asked him, "Is there any like a negative impact?"
然后这个记者问有什么负面的影响吗？
He think about, well, maybe the negative impact is some people misuse it.
他说这个负面的影响就是有些人就是来错用它。
And then the reporter asked him, what is the misusing of iPhone?
他就问说那个误用 iPhone 是在什么样的情况？
He said, well, probably is using it all the time.
最大的问题就是随时都在看这个 iPhone.
Misusing it is using it all the time is misusing it.
随时一直都在用手机，
Morning,
这是错误。
You wake up, oh, your phone first.
早上起来第一个先打开手机看。
In the past, when you wake up your morning, say, hey, honey, good morning. Now, no more. Oh, wake up. Oh, I have messages.
以前的人没有手机，起来的话会互相打招呼。现在起来第一个就是看你的电话有没有新的信息。
When you breakfast, you may work like your phone.
当你要吃早餐的时候，电话还是。
You're driving, look at your phone.
你在开车也是在看。
You're eating, look at your phone.
当你吃东西也在看。
You go to the washroom, you're looking at your phone.
你去上厕所也是还带着继续看。
So the chief designer said, probably the misuse of the phone is overuse it, using it all the time.
这个，所以说这个滥用电话就是一个最大的问题。
That become a technology, not only the phone, right? Anything else can come in, take your place, and then control you.
不光是这个手机，还有其他的这些科技的东西，就是来占据你的心。
Become a fox, right? Affect you and your husband relationship.
就是他来阻挡你跟你丈配偶的这种关系。
Affect your relationship with the people around you. So now that people are no more social, cannot talk.
所以现在很多人花太多时间在手机上，反而已经不会再跟人家来交通。
So probably he said.The misuse is using it all the time.
所以他说这个手机的误用就是随时随地都在用它。
Then the reporter asked him, then how do we overcome this, right? How do we overcome the misuse?
但是我们可以想想要怎么样来防止这样的误用呢？
Then you guess how he answered.
你猜他怎么回答？
He said, now we have a new iWatch, so you don't have to check your phone all the time.
他说现在我们有新的 iWatch， 所以你就带 iWatch 就好，不用拿手机。
Isn't it the same thing？
这 iWatch 跟 iPhone 不是一样
的。You just have the same one more thing to pay attention。
你反而有更新另外一样东西来你需要去照顾它。
In the past, you only check the watch for time。
往往以往你看手表只是看时间。
Now you have to check the watch for everything。
那你现在变成是你要看一切的东西。
And technology, you know, the next goal is VR, virtual reality. They hope that everyone in the future put on a new VR and you don't have to go to anywhere. You just sit at home and you do everything.
然后是最新的这个科技就是这个虚拟实境，就是说你戴上那个以后，你就不需要真的自己去，你就可以。他就可以带你到任何地方去。
I think in the past, in the future, people, the church member will request, right? Not only do the live streaming, we just do a VR sermon and then put a goggle and then the chapel is there. I don't have to come to church.
所以也许以后的人就会想，我只要把这个 VR 装上去，我就可以看到教会，我根本就不需要亲自来聚会。
Because it's so real.
因为看起来真的好像很真实。
But actually, all this technology or anything else in this world can come in your heart.And take away.
但是实际的情况就是这些东西会来进入你的心，来占领你的心。
Maybe even come into your marriage.
甚至来侵入你的婚姻。
Maybe even come into servitude.
甚至侵入你的服事。
I know some brother and sister, some holy worker.
我知道有些圣工人员。
Even when they are sitting in the chapel.
即使他们坐在这个会堂里面。
They're opening their computer or tablet.To checking email, replying church email and stuff.
然后他们就来再用这个电脑来收发这个。
Cannot even focus during that 1 hour of worship.
即使是一个钟头的聚会，他都没有办法专心。
And then the world already trample our faith.
这个世界来践踏我们的信心。
So there are many things. The Assyrian or the fox.Can represent anything in your life that come in and trample your faith.
这个亚述人或者小狐狸都是指着任何事情能够来践踏我们心的。
Or maybe false teaching, wrong the trend of the world can come into our heart.
这些错误的这个教导以及这个世界上的一些讯息都可以影响我们。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们需要非常的谨慎。
So what should we do?
我们应该怎么做呢
？Let's turn back to Micah chapter 5.
我们回到弥迦书第五章。
Chapter 5. Then we shall establish 7 shepherds and 8 leaders to attack him.
这边提到说，我们要立起七个牧者，八个首领来攻击他。
Then we have to ask the Lord to establish more of his faithful servants to guard the flow, to guard his church, to guard his kingdom.
所以我们需要求神让我们教会有更多的牧者起来。来保护神的国。
Verse 6, they will use the sword to destroy the Syrian.
第六节，他们必用刀剑毁坏亚述地。
What can overcome the enemies?
什么能够来战胜仇敌呢
？You must use the sword.
要用刀剑。
The sword is the word of God.
这个刀剑就是指着神的道。
I think nowadays pastoring the churches, helping the holy work is not easy.
我想现在要来。这个牧养教会不是那么容易。
Only by the power of God.
唯有靠神的能力。
Only by the Holy Spirit.
因为靠着圣灵的能力。
Only by the Holy Spirit, so that the truth can be preached like a saw, like cut into the heart of people.
也唯有靠神圣灵的能力，这个才能让真理好像剑一样，这个宝剑能够插入人的心。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Please read verse 7.
雅各剩余的人必在多国的民中，如同主从那里降下的露水，又如甘霖降在草上，不仰赖人力，也不等候世人之功。
With the help of the Lord,
靠着神的帮助
，the remnant of Jacob shall become many.
这个雅各剩余的人必在多国当中
，so many like dews.
这个有很多好像露水
，they will develop, they will increase.
他们会来发展。
Is not relying on people，
不是靠人的力量。
Or the works of the world，
或者是人所做的工作。
The true church, if we want to establish，
如果我们要来建立这个真教会
，continue to preach the word to the end of the world。
我们要持续的 把福音传遍地极。
We are not relying on human effort.
我们不靠人的能力。
The only way we can do is to pray.
我们唯一能够做的就是祷告，靠神。
Ask the Lord the heart, touch our heart and moving us.
靠求神用他的灵来感动我们的心。
So that we can have strength.
所以我们可以为他来工作。
So when I read this passage, I was so touched.
当我念这些经节的时候，我非常的受感动。
The Lord is our King, ring in our heart.
主是我在我们心中作王。
The Lord is our peace to help us to calm us down to face any situation.
他是我们的平安，来帮助我们来面对一切困难的环境。
When enemy try to come into this step, He'll help us to overcome them.
当这个仇敌要来毁坏我们，他会帮助我们来战胜。
Think about recently, is there any enemy try to go into your heart, go into your marriage, or go into your house?
我们可以想想看，在最近有什么样的事情会要来侵入你
？Any fox that trying to ruin your vineyard?
任何狐狸要来毁坏葡萄园
？You must first remove the fox before we can grow.
你必须要能够先。把这个狐狸除掉，然后我们才能够成长。
May the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。
433.
433首。